So this next selection is what I teased. It's the hardest I've ever seen Julie laugh. This was back in October, and I have to give a tip of the cap to a Crow Line caller who pointed this out to me because in real time I didn't catch it. Dan tends to mispronounce things from time to time, or maybe he's doing a bit. He's just Dan, so I didn't really think much about
Primus.
it. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, this caller pointed out something odd Dan said in a recent Why Today Doesn't Suck, and it gave us Plashley from October 23rd, 2020.
We have my best, no, my boyfriend Steve is 36 years old today. Leaders are Dan and Jake.
Do you know what day this was?
From hot 46-year-old girlfriend Plashley.
It was yesterday.
All right.
Oh, I just now hearing this.
All right, now that I'm looking at
I
this.
I didn't notice it for 2 seconds yesterday, and I don't think anyone else did either, but.
Okay, I want to do something here.
Okay. Oh, that's an interesting name.
Now that I look.
Okay.
Because what I do is cut and paste these so that I don't have to print off 17 of them
right.
every day anymore.
Uh-huh.
But I want you to read, just look at how it is written. Okay?
Oh, we can get close to each other now. I forget.
Yeah. That's...
Why does she have a number in her name?
Ashley is lowercased.
Yeah.
There is no separation between the P1, but you're right. When I look at the name on the
yeah.
from, it's from Ashley.
And he has it in like 4-point font. So you can't really see the hook on the top of the one.
Like, take a look at that
but, I mean,
and tell
at,
me that
but,
doesn't say...
Okay, but look, you have zoom in enabled, you don't. But that's...
No.
I mean, you can see the thing at the top of the one. That's pretty clearly. And let's just start with the fact
but
that...
But it was lowercase, and the P is uppercase.
It has a little...
Oh, goodness.
We have my best... no, my boyfriend Steve is 36 years old today. Leaders are Dan and Jake. Would like to hear Jake brag from hot 46-year-old girlfriend... Plashley.
I mean, let's say that it does look like an L. Don't you stop and think?
Plashley.
The kids these days,
kids,
you know?
That was normal.
He's 46.
46-year-old kids these days.
46. You can't blame kids for that one. Named after an internet provider, maybe.
And I think, yeah, exactly. I think all of us were just so taken by the idea of a 35-year-old guy with a 46-year-old woman. We're like, ooh, that's cool, huh? Without even realizing that
stop
you had
down there.
Called her Plashley.
I thought he was doing a bit, like Platinum Ashley or something.
Plashley.
Wow.
Julie's just dancing on my,
oh my gosh,
mistakes today.
That was your
finally
best
somebody
one
on the
ever.
Show made a mistake.
That goes
that's
straight
not
into the Hall of Fame.
Plashley. Would you name your next daughter Plashley, Jake? In honor of P1 Ashley?
I've never seen Julie laugh this hard.
Listen to the way he says it, too. Plashley.
Plashley. You have to look at the email. It really
yeah,
is.
Just...
Would it be wrong for me to put
you,
that email
out
in public?
Did you second guess it at all? Like, did you think about it at all after you said it? Like, maybe it's not Plashley.
I thought it was odd, but I do not judge people based on their names, unlike the other half of this room. Plashley.
No Plashleys in the whole world.
She's probably right.
Let's
still,
look that up.
That was amazing. And incredible.
During the first week of July, a Cleveland radio show wanted Dan on to talk DAC. But the train gets off the track somewhere along the way, and it turns into one of the hosts not really knowing how to handle Dan. So, Dan, you were on with Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima because you have a past relationship with Anthony. You knew him from your Cleveland days, I think. And Anthony knows your bit. Ken does not, and it leads to some great interactions. So we begin where the interview seems to head off the rails. Here is Dan on Cleveland Radio.
Jared Goff signed his big deal. Carson Wentz signed his big deal. And then now that Mahomes has signed a deal, you know, it just keeps going up and up. So they've way missed the boat on this one.
Dan McDowell joining us on the show from 96.7 The Ticket.
Hello, Cleveland.
Hi, yes, Dan McDowell joining us. What is going on here? What is going on? Stop messing with us, Dan. What the hell is going on? What is happening here?
I'm on the air in Cleveland. It's great.
I am getting tweets all over the place. Do I even, Lima, ask questions? I don't know what to do.
Well, what I want to know is
you don't know what to do. Let's talk sports. What are you guys doing?
Sports jawbone.
Are you guys broadcasting in the same room?
No,
dude.
Boy, he went nuts on that one.
Hello, Cleveland.
What's happening right now? I'm getting tweets everywhere. Who
knows?
Okay,
this next part. Here they had one final. It was final questions time because I had questions
for
them.
We got about 60 seconds.
So I had a question about the Cheesecake Factory. They dumped me, and then I thought I'd ask them something about that we would relate to.
Because for 20 years here in Dallas, I did a show with a guy named Bob, and so we were Bob and Dan.
Okay.
And we called it Bad Radio.
All right.
And now we've shifted our lineup, and Bob has moved to a different time slot.
Okay.
And I'm working with a guy named Jake, but we're still calling it Bad Radio.
All right.
But it was built on an acronym, Bob and Dan.
Okay.
And Ken, you know, who you have done some shifting yourself, right?
Yeah.
Didn't you start with?
I started with a person I can't really talk about right now, yeah.
and then now here's Anthony. So just the show name. I've had the same show name for 20 years, but I wonder if it doesn't feel right with the acronym. Should we change the show name?
Call it Dadge.
Dadge?
Yeah.
Let's go there.
Well, it's a good thing my name isn't Victor.
We'll see you, Dan. We'll see you. Goodbye. What the hell was that, Anthony? What the hell was that? What the hell was that? Explain this.
I don't know if I can.
Coming up next, Chad Dukes will join us. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima. Live on the...
You're the funniest person
Cowboy
they've ever met.
Boy. For Perfect Power Watch and Perfect Power Watch. Fred's Ken Carmen here for Perfect Power Watch and PerfectPowerWatch.com. Listen, 888-860-WASH. That's 888-860-WASH. You want to make sure your home is clean.
You live spotted him.
You know what you need to do? If you start up Air Farce One, they would be your first client because they think you're hilarious.
Yeah. No, you're killing it.
Do they? That's the question I have because... So I kept rolling. I was rolling, obviously.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Always record.
And I thought, well, let's... What was their reaction to me when they came out of the next break?
Oh.
That's some sports music, bro.
Rock it.
It's Pharrell.
Well, there's no third direction. People either loved or hated that interview. There's no third direction, Anthony.
I had some people going, this is one of the worst you've ever had. And then immediately I had two people say, you need to do a weekly segment with him. That was hilarious. Bob and Broadview. I don't know if you guys set that up, but I have not laughed that hard at a sports talk radio show maybe ever.
I swear to God, I was just as thrown off as anybody else, so... We'll see if we can follow that up. Chad Dukes joins us on the show. I can make things awkward. Chad Dukes joins us on the show.
All right. So Chad Dukes, then...
You're fairly used to that reaction, though, right?
What?
Nah, not a lot of middle ground here.
Can Chad Dukes bring the fire also?
They appeared to be friends. Like, they were old friends. They worked together or something like that. And then they actually were resetting things out of the following break as well.
Back in the fan. Chad Dukes was great. Dan, well, I'll tell you what, it depends on who you ask. Dan McDowell was either great or the worst interview you've ever heard in the history of radio.
So bad.
But Lima? See, that's very Andy Kaufman-like, right?
Yeah.
People either loved him or hated him. People either thought he was hilarious or the biggest hack of all time.
Until he died. Yeah, but when he died, then he became a legend.
So like, if Dan McDowell dies today.
Yeah, that's not what I meant. Shut up. Now, you guys ought to host a show together and just call it awkward. I threw it out to Chad Dukes, by the way. Can you drive stick?
Okay.
Before you move on.
I'd love to rip on that, but from the makers of How Do You Bathe Your Dog, I'm not sure I can.
And then they actually gave me one final mention when they ended their show at 10 o'clock Eastern.
Masters would be.
Ken, they introduced Tiger Woods yesterday and not a clap. I mean, that's just craziness to me. Yeah. It's so.
By the way, there's something in here, too, we're going to steal.
Surreal.
Yeah. Big thanks to everybody who joined us today. Dan McDowell, I mean, you either loved him or you hate him, so I'm going to thank him. I thought that was, the end was funny. I was a bit confused, but certainly I laughed at the end. Chad Dukes was wonderful as always. Chad's one of the best. Follow him on Twitter at Chad Dukes. We're back Monday morning, 6 to 10. And by the way, clip that answer Chad gave about the helmet, because I know old goofball over there is going to be wanting to talk about it. For Big Country, for Jeff, for Kenny, for the slippery wizard, Anthony Lima, I'm Ken Carmen. Have a wonderful Tall Boy Friday, my friends.
Oh, absolutely. Nice.
Yes.
Beer, tequila, more beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
Oh, a little bit of the bubbly.
I don't like that.
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah, we'll be appropriating that.
Tall Boy Friday, bro.
With Supreme Lending.
Let's do Tall Boy Friday.
I was just distracted by the Silence of the Lambs Buffalo Bill music.
Yeah, it's a weird outro to go right into Tall Boy Friday.
It's Tall Boy Friday, bro.
Let's do it. Hey, listen, though.
It's Victor and Jake.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
So there you go. There's.
Congratulations.
Got to go back to my hometown and do a concert.
Hello, Cleveland.
Yeah.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast, wherever you listen.